Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. It is Monday here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Warming up to a Wednesday lineup change here on the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. From 6 to 9, starting on Wednesday, you're going to be able to hear Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, followed by Matinair on Air, my fabulous colleague, Jane Matinair, and Greg Bach hosting that fun take on politics each weekday from 9 to 11. From 11 to 2, you'll find Tom Hartman making us all a little bit smarter and more compassionate every day. Todd Alba seeking truth wherever it leads from 2 to 4, this fine slot. And then I will be in your drive time with you on your evening commute from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. I hope you come with us, with me, to continue these great discussions, so very important. Today, I just want to plug this again, folks. Today, I did not get to Justice Alito's dissent in the, what I'm going to call, 1 a.m. Hail Mary Supreme Court intervention to actually require the Trump administration to follow our Constitution. I'm going to dissect his dissent. Dissect his dissent tomorrow on the air. And I'm going to tell you what Justice Alito has in common with the liberal bloc, at least in the over this past weekend, with the liberal bloc on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. You're not going to want to miss that coverage. I'm going to be kicking that off right at the top of the show tomorrow, still at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Wednesday is when I begin at 4 p.m. Be sure that you are marking your calendars and not going to miss that. But let's talk about Pete Hegseth. NPR reporting just minutes ago that the White House has begun a search for a new Secretary of Defense. Again, this is according to NPR. You think? I mean, seriously, the guy with drunken impulse control problems, a litany of problems in workplaces, bankrupted not one but two nonprofits, a credible sexual assault allegation. Oh, wait, I'm not talking about our president. I'm just talking about our Secretary of Defense. My bad. Did you get confused there about which dirtbag I might have been talking about? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so glib. I was so shocked this weekend, right? It was like a series of shocks. I don't know about all of you, but it was a series of shocks. First, the Supreme Court having to intervene because breaking news that Donald Trump putting migrants subject to the Supreme Court order on buses to deport, even though the order says they get due process. That intervention going into Saturday morning, then the unbelievable Signalgate 2.0 occurring. You got the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision on the Evers, I don't even know what to call it, the 400-year veto. I'll cover it tomorrow. That broke. Then it was Easter. You got Vance talking to the Pope. The Pope then basically getting in front of, 8 billion Catholics worldwide and saying what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump stands for is garbage. And then the Pope dies. What else could have possibly happened this weekend? Also, Marco Rubio, just the Thursday night into Friday, saying basically like, oh, I know Donald Trump promised to have that whole Ukraine peace Russia thing sorted out, but that might not happen. We might not get there. So just a couple things. But let's talk about the Pete Hegseth Signalgate 2.0, because this is so ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. And the whys behind this, one can only hazard a guess, and I think there's only one guess that has even a small chance of being accurate. So let's level set. What happened this weekend? Well, turns out at the same time, Pete Hegseth and Mike Walls and a bunch of other, Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, were all on a unsecured Signal chat talking about military strikes against the Houthis in Yemen on one Signal chat. He was also on a Signal chat with his Fox contributor wife. his personal lawyer, who also is magically employed by the Pentagon, weird, just became employed by the Pentagon, and his bro on a different Signal chat, also being like, guys, I'm so important. I just ordered the military to strike the Houthis in Yemen. Check out my war plans. Both Signal chats at the same time. And by the way, the timing here is key. The strikes against the Houthis in Yemen were the United States' single largest military effort since Donald Trump took office. So this was the first time that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, let's grab a few beers after work, got to send in the big bomb somewhere. So you think he might have been bragging to his wife and his lawyer and his bro? I mean, huh? First big strike, that's who he's talking to about this on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon, you know, just a little while ago. Personal lawyer. His wife, his Fox contributor wife, his wife, his personal lawyer, and his brother have absolutely no reasons to see the timing of the Air Force strikes against Houthis. They had no need to see that information. They weren't approved to see it. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Could not be worse. 855-752-4842. I want to get your impressions about this. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign? Why do you think he's on the Signal apps? And keep this in the back of your head. Pete Hegseth was specifically briefed by security experts on his staff and told in the weeks leading up to the strikes against the Houthis in Yemen to not use Signal, that Signal had been compromised, that the Chinese or other adversarial enemy state actors could probably access your Signal chats. And he did it anyways. Oh, here's the other thing. Signalgate 2.0 on his personal phone. Not his super duper encrypted secure government phone, nor using the $1 billion plus government communications network that we created for such communications. We discuss why. Why do you think he was doing this? And the implications, is he actually going to get fired? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Are we safe enough with such an incompetent Secretary of Defense? We discuss next.